Wouldn't it be lovely to feel completely in control of your life? Wouldn't you have so much more confidence and so much less anxiety? Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Empower Yourself podcast. This is episode number 2, and I'm so very happy to hang out with you again and to chat about things that really matter in life. Now, this is a huge topic that I could go on about for hours and that I'm very passionate about because to me, it's the ultimate way of empowering yourself. So when I say take control or be in control of your life, it will trigger different images and definitions for everyone. So for some, it might mean that you have guarantees that everything will go exactly as you want them to go, or that you are completely unaffected by the world around you. Or for some, it might mean that you are like a grand magician that can make whatever you want happen for yourself. Or maybe it means that you want to be the ultimate puppet master and can control everyone around you. If that's the case, maybe we should talk. Now, often we connect control to responsibility. So you can say, Mandy, if I'm not responsible for events or circumstances entering my life, then I cannot possibly be able to control them. Well, that's a very good point, and I'm so glad you brought that up. Let's take the word apart and shift it from our responsibility to our ability to respond. Now, all of a sudden, the whole outlook changes. By the way, I just want to give credit to Satguru because I heard it from him for the first time. So let me give you a few examples on our ability to respond versus responsibility. If someone cuts you off in traffic, you had no responsibility for their behavior. However, you are able to respond by getting furious and letting it set the tone for your day, or you can respond by rolling your eyes and focusing your attention back on what you want to accomplish for the rest of the day. If you see a piece of rubbish on the floor, you are not responsible for the person who left it there. However, you are able to respond by picking it up and feeling good that you are being part of the solution and are creating a cleaner environment. You get where I'm going with this, right? You may be thinking, well, yeah, Mandy, those are easy though. There are things that disrupt and influence my life in a massive way. What then? You know, you bring up such good points. Let me tell you. So for example, you lose your job or you get seriously ill. Or your partner leaves you. Well, the same still applies. There are thousands of stories out there where people climb their way out of their personal hell again and are now inspiring all of us. But today I would like to share a personal story from my family that really brought this concept home for me. 3 years ago, my father-in-law was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Now, this was a massive shock to us, not only because he is such a key person in our lives and, well, it just really sucks, but he had done nothing to deserve it. He had the healthiest lifestyle of all of us, went to the doctor regularly and did all the checks as recommended, and is an overall great person, just in case you are tempted to put it down to him being a bad human and karma chasing him. One day he got massive stomach pain. This was while he was on holiday, by the way. And he went into the hospital and they said they needed to do surgery. So he went in. And when he got out of surgery, within a matter of hours, his life went from healthy and packed to the brim with plans for the future to a statistical life expectancy of 6 months. Now, I think we can all agree that's a really shitty situation to be faced with, to say it nicely, and probably the most out of control one can possibly feel. I could tell you the story in great depth, but what it comes down to is how he showed us that control really is all about how you choose to respond. Instead of succumbing to anger and desperation, he very quickly shifted his mindset to the challenge at hand. So instead of mourning his lost plans for the future, he's on retirement, by the way, and had everything laid out and a lot of adventures planned for his future. So instead of mourning those plans, he shifted his focus to what life is now and how to deal with what is in front of him. He informed himself and took the next best step. And although it was obviously hard and a massive mental load, he still chose to respond to each new obstacle with focus on what the best outcome for that situation could be. So this quick story summed up his perspective for me. So we were having coffee one day, and the next day he was due for chemo again. So as I left, I said to him, "Well, I'm so sorry that you have to go to chemo again tomorrow." And he looked at me a little confused and said, "Why are you saying sorry?" I'm like, "Well, it sucks. You feel like crap afterward. It puts you down for days. I'm sorry that you have to go through that." And he said, "No, don't be sorry for me. I can't wait to go to chemo because chemo is what is keeping me alive longer. I'm so grateful that I can go to chemo." I mean, right? He doesn't drink, but could someone get that man the best glass of juice there is? Because, I mean, you deserve a medal for an attitude like that. So the moral of the story is that even if you have no control over the overall situation, you can change your perspective to take the smaller wins. So what am I saying with all of this? Life is how you choose to respond to what you are given. And this is where your power and your control lies. Tony Robbins says pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. We suffer when we feel out of control, but we always have control. Maybe not in the obvious way of bending the situation to our will, but there are always different ways we can choose to take action, shift our perspective, and adjust our expectations. It makes me think of something Harvey Specter said in Suits. He said, "What are your choices when someone puts a gun to your head? You take the gun, or you pull out a bigger one, or you call their bluff, or you do any of 146 other things." Our suffering and feeling of being out of control comes from thinking we have no or very limited choices because we get stuck in our initial reaction without looking for other out-of-the-box options. Even if it is just the option of taking on a different perspective and through that changing the experience you have of the situation. Now, the question may be, how can you take more control daily if you have not practiced that kind of thinking and awareness yet? I like to use a visual tool I call the cycle of control. I will explain it here. If you want to see a visual, you can go to the YouTube video. It will be on there. And I'll leave a link in the show notes below for you. So what it basically is a cycle that will help you to go deeper and into more creative levels of thinking. So when you are faced with any situation, usually it will be an uncomfortable situation if you have to go through this process. When you are faced with that situation, you can ask yourself, "Can I control this?" If the answer is no, you can ask yourself, "Can I influence this?" Then if you can neither influence nor control it, you can ask yourself, "What can I do next?" And the answers are, I can either stop and accept the situation, which is perfectly fine, by the way, or I can be unhappy, which is a valid option if you are good with that too. Or you can jump into the cycle again and figure out what your empowering options are. Let me explain this with the example of a 7-year-old kid wanting to brush his teeth. So this kid gets up, he goes to the bathroom. It is completely within his control to brush his own teeth. So he takes his toothbrush and wants to grab toothpaste, but there is no toothpaste. He checks everywhere in the cupboards, nothing there. So first of all, this situation is out of his control because he can't drive to the shop himself to get toothpaste. However, he can influence the situation by asking his mom for help. So he goes to his mom and he asks her to drive him to the shop so that he can go and get toothpaste. So they get in the car, drive to the shops. When they get there, the store manager says that there is no toothpaste in the whole town. Okay, now all of a sudden, the situation is out of his control and out of his influence because basically there's nothing he can do. So now he can accept that and choose to go with a foul mouth for the rest of the day. Or he can jump back into the cycle and ask himself, well, what about this situation is in my control, even if it's just a little piece? And then the cycle begins and he can say, okay, I'm going to look at alternative ways of getting a fresh mouth. I'm going to Google it or chew chewing gum or chew a mint leaf or whatever the case may be. And again, if he can't control it, he can ask his mom for help and influence it. Okay, so you get it. It's about going through the cycle and having a visual aid or even just this mental process really helps you to go deeper and to go beyond your initial response, because that's often where we get stuck and we just stay there and feel like crap. And it's not necessary because we have a lot more control than we think we have. Now, if you struggle to do this by yourself, because sometimes we're so stuck in the situation that it's hard to see any new solutions, then just ask a friend or a family member or a mentor or a coach to help you to brainstorm. Now, together with the cycle of control that I just mentioned, you can also use these questions to help you when you are stuck. The first one is to ask yourself, what part of this is in my control? And then act on that. The second question is, what is a different perspective I can take? The third, how does this contribute to my personal growth and development? So sometimes it helps us to see I'm growing out of this. So even if it's painful, at least you can hold on to the fact that you're becoming a stronger person. And to that point, the fourth question is, what can I learn from this? The fifth is, what would my role model do? So this can be a real or an imaginary or maybe a spiritual role model. Just ask yourself, what would they do if they were in my situation right now? And the sixth question is, how can I use my situation to contribute to a greater solution for others? Now, here it really helps to imagine that you've already lived through this experience that you're stuck in right now, and then imagine how you are going to help others get out of this situation or get through it or just help them with their mindset. So I even do this sometimes when I get stuck. Imagine that it's a client sitting in front of me who is having this problem that I'm having right now. And then I think about how I would help them get through this. And that is so often the key for me to know what next steps to take or how to shift my mindset. So it's a really useful tool to use. And the last question is, how can I use this to become an inspirational story for others? So just like my father-in-law has become a massive inspiration for me through just his behavior and the way he reacted to this horrible situation that he was placed in. It's a massive inspiration for a lot of people, and his story is helping all of us and hopefully helping you now as well. So the more painful your situation is, the greater the impact is that you can make, or the greater the opportunity for becoming an inspiration is. Okay, so I know it sucks when you start realizing that there's no one to blame anymore, but trust me, it takes a huge load off your shoulders when you deeply realize how much of the quality of your life is in your hands. It's empowering, it's freeing, and in my opinion, it's the best way to live. I hope through this episode that you have gained a new perspective on control and responsibility, and that you feel empowered through this and that you are able to apply it to your life immediately. And I know it takes time to change our habitual and automatic ways of thinking and reacting, but it is most definitely possible to change it. It just takes awareness and constant readjustment and realignment to this new way of living. And you can absolutely start doing it right now. And I have complete faith in you that you can shift your way of thinking around. And I mean, just by listening to this episode, you have already woken up that awareness. So you've already taken the first step. Now, my one last heartfelt request is that you use this new information and this new power for the good of yourself, for others, and the world in general. Thank you so much for listening. Love hanging out with like-minded people. So I want you to know that I appreciate you. And as usual, connect with me on YouTube or on social media. All the links are in the show notes below. And I just hope you have a beautiful rest of your day or evening. And always remember to live an empowered life. I'll catch you in the next one.